Egypt's Coptic Orthodox Church has a new pope. The selection and announcement was made today. It is a major event for the Copts, who make up about 10% of Egypt's 80 million population. Reporter Merritt Kennedy is in Cairo, and she sent this report.
Thousands of Coptic Christians are gathered at the cathedral in Cairo for the selection of the new pope. As Mass begins, a chalice on the altar contains three papers with the names of the finalists. After a months-long selection process, the future of the church is in the hands of a blindfolded child. He'll draw the name of the new pope out of the chalice. The child is selected at the very last minute. Haitham Shahata Abu-Masih is waiting outside the cathedral for the announcement. He explains that last week's election was the opportunity for the congregation to voice its opinion. Now, he says, God will reveal his choice for the future direction of the church. Images captured on state television show the boy, Bishoy Gergis Mossad, blindfolded in a blue cloth, reaching his hand into the ornate chalice. The congregation applauds as he hands the scroll to the acting pope. In ornate Arabic script, the scroll reads, Bishop Tawadros. 60-year-old Tawadros presided over the Bahira province in the Nile Delta. He was the head of a pharmaceutical factory before becoming a monk, and is known for his focus on youth service. Yusuf Sidhom, the editor-in-chief of Watani, a Coptic newspaper, says he's very capable of dealing with the world outside the church.
Bishop Tawadros had many excursions abroad, and he served on many occasions in European countries.
The previous pope, Shenouda III, passed away in March. He headed the church for 41 years and was an iconic spiritual and political leader for Egypt's Coptic Christians. His political involvement was controversial, says Yusuf Sidhom.
After the revolution, the rules of the game have changed.
Sidhom expects the new pope to focus less on politics than his predecessor, as Copts themselves are joining a wide array of political groups and movements. Pope Tawadros II will begin his tenure at a time of increasing anxiety for Egypt's historically marginalized Coptic Christians, after the rise of political Islamism and a number of recent violent interreligious incidents. Mina Gergis Anis, a university student outside the church, says that this has been a difficult period. Like many other Christians, he's relieved to have a new leader at the helm. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
This is NPR News.